I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get to the cookie jar at 9:35. Still got a half hour to talk about the Lions with you guys. Do you feel more or less confident in the offseason in Brad Holmes after hearing him speak yesterday? It started with a humble tone. It started with him acknowledging we didn't live up to our standard, that this was a disappointment. When asked to give himself a grade, he said, "I'm not trying to copy Dan, but it's an F. It's pass fail. We didn't succeed. We failed. We're not playing right now." So that humility that we wanted to hear was present in his 45-minute press conference. Mm-hmm. But I came away feeling less confident because he didn't offer up any changes that they're going to make. In fact, the opposite. It felt like he was doubling down. "We're not going to change our approach at edge." "What do you mean by more aggressive? Can you define aggressive?" "Hey, are you considering paying some guys in free agency and delaying extensions?" "Well, no, we got a lot of guys that are due extensions." The offensive line, he said it's got to be urgently addressed, but he maintains that's been their philosophy and they've tried. And that he says they haven't ignored the offensive line. So if anything, I came away thinking, hey, big picture, you're owning it, but did you learn anything?
Well, and I also had more questions. It just led to more questions where, okay, you have all these guys that you want to resign. Where are you going to find the money? And how do you generate more salary cap space? Are you going to, extend Goff? Or are you going to, guarantee more money? Are you going to push more money down the road? Are you going to do the same thing with Amon Ross St. Brown or Penei Sewell or some of these other contracts? And so I don't know that I came away feeling better or worse. I'll answer that. I came away feeling better because of the urgency that he talked about with the offensive line.
But an example of that is he said, like, you wouldn't believe the calls that we've made. But failing to upgrade, even if you try, is still failing.
Right, but it's, okay, did they make all of those calls at the trade deadline? We know that it's hard to acquire an offensive lineman at the trade deadline. It's one of the rarest positions at the trade deadline to make a trade for. But in the offseason, there needs to be an adjustment. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want my starting center to be a rookie. So if you're going to draft 17 overall and you're drafting a center, now I don't know that there's a center in this draft that I want to go into the season as my starting center. So it's a trade. How can you acquire a starting center in trade or free agency? Then again, how do you create enough cap space to go get a Linderbaum when it's going to cost you $18 to $20 million a year?
And to be fair, he wasn't asked about the salary cap, which is unfortunate.
Yep.
But he'll speak more this offseason, and we'll get more cracks at this as a collective media. You mentioned getting a veteran center. I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's probably the number one thing that I want to see them do is add a Linderbaum type of player. Here's the challenge, though. He says they've made these calls. They've made these efforts. and the deals haven't gotten done. Stay with me here. Is it possible that his idea of a fair market trade or a fair market contract is wrong?
Sure, that's a possibility.
But I didn't hear that, like, I've misjudged trade markets or free agent markets and need to do a better job. That's not getting into specifics or unveiling your blueprint, but that would be taking accountability and admitting your faults and failures. Like, hey, John, the idea of I didn't make the deals because they would have been bad deals says who? Maybe you're wrong to think they would have been bad deals.
So let's try to create a reasonable hypothetical call that could have been made at the deadline.
Okay.
We mentioned the name Joel
Bitonio. Yeah.
Okay. Look, anybody that needs an offensive lineman calls the Cleveland Browns and sees if he's available. Veteran, end of a contract, bad team, looking for capital, right?
Yes.
So let's say he made that call and the Browns wanted a two.
He said, that's an overpay. You're out of your mind.
Yeah. Was now, it?
Well,
okay,
and
again,
maybe
we're
by
making
the book,
these up.
No, I know.
But
to Tom's point, I'd love Brad to offer specifics. He's not going to. So this is what we're left to do is kind of create what it could have been. But this is just purely speculative. Okay, and Brad's probably right to say on paper, a second for a rental guard is an overpay. But are they in a position to be more aggressive, take more risks, lose the trade on value? But now I've got Joel Bitonio and I'm moving people in the run game and F it. Who cares?
Okay,
right.
So
and if we're making things up, they could have made that call as well as 31 other teams and Cleveland said, oh, Bitonio's not for sale.
Yeah. And
but if nobody's ever for sale, you're not doing your job. Right?
I understand that. But if we're making things up, like I can make anything up and throw it against the wall and say, well, you know, hey, we have no idea what Brad Holmes said.
But isn't that what he's doing? He's going, trust me, bro. I made the calls.
I agree.
Since he doesn't tell us the calls, we have to try to think of what calls he would have made. You know, so I think we made up a reasonable one there. It was just a reasonable target. I'll say this. Here's the problem with what I just presented. And Valeni, I will give him great credit for what he said yesterday about leaks. Guess what? When teams inquire about something, it gets out. They did yesterday with McDaniel.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're interested.
Yeah.
That's why you've got to question whether these calls ever happened, unless...
Well, I'm not going to call him a liar. I'm going to say they called, but were they serious? Was he willing to...
This is why you have to leak things out when you do call.
Yeah.
And maybe they weren't doing that as an organization. I thought that was a pretty hyper-aggressive thing that came out yesterday in terms of the Lions and McDaniel. I mean,
well,
the seat
we
was
also
still warm.
We also don't know if that leak came from the Lions or did it come from McDaniel's agent because he's the one that wants to be in Detroit.
Maybe.
He wants to coach this offense.
That's John, if we're just keeping everything open and hypothetical, I suppose. But it would stand to reason for both sides that marriage would make sense.
Sure.
Detroit and Mike McDaniel. I don't think he's getting a head coaching job this cycle. You'd agree with that, right?
I would agree.
He has this kind of weird, aloof, dorky energy, and maybe he needs a reset. What better place than you got Gibbs, you got J-Mo, you got St. Brown, you got a last place schedule, a lot of indoor games, dome games, warm weather games. Jared Goff, who you've been complimentary of, you go in and you spend a year or two rehab your image. The Lions benefit because they get a guy who's run some really good offenses.
Right.
And Dan Campbell gets to be the CEO and doesn't have to call plays.
Right. And I'm not trying to defend Brad Holmes when I say there's other possibilities, but if we're going to just throw out a possibility, it seems very legitimate that phone call would have been made. And it seems legitimate that Cleveland would have said, hey, we need a second.
Yeah.
But we also have to throw out other possibilities that maybe they just said, you know what? No, he's a Brown for life.
Yeah. It's funny. I was guilty of arguing with people on the internet. And one guy said, bro,
that's a great place to argue.
He said, it's not a video game. You can't turn force trade on. I don't mean to suggest that Brad can like strong arm and just force accept from the other teams. Clearly to his point two to Tango.
It was also leaked that he was the most aggressive at calling about Myles Garrett.
Yeah. I guess what it comes down to though, is if you can't create a market and get the deal done, you aren't doing your job well.
But then it goes to what he had to say. It takes two to tango. Well, he didn't say tango. He said it takes two.
Two and then trailed off.
It takes two. Sorry, Brett.
But there's, yeah, I'm not going to beat him up for that. But there are more than two teams in the league. So part of it is calling these guys and working this phone and trying to get this. If no one will trade with you, that's a you problem.
Right. I agree. And after... The only way to acquire a center last year after free agency and after the trade or after the draft was via trade. And we didn't hear anything leaked about that. In fact, we heard from Grant Glasgow after the season that he wasn't even the center. It was Tate Ratledge in minicamp, and right. he wasn't even the center until like a week before camp started.
Yeah, it just got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. You feel better? You feel worse? You heard a lot of it. We'll play more of it. Let's get to John in Canton. John, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, no, I don't feel better. I think that, you know, when he said we need to, it's not we, it's he. You know, and I think he put us in last place this year because he didn't have the foresight to do the things that needed to be done, you know, to get the players in here that needed to be get in here. He went off on some, you know, taking guys in the third round that we didn't need. And you know, I don't see it getting any better.
Yeah, all I can say is, like, actions are going to speak louder than words.
Yeah,
I wasn't impressed with the press. And I didn't need him to lay out, here's who we're signing and here's how many dollars we're allocating. I think that's, first of all, one's in a position to do it and no GM would ever do it. But they just lacked any accountability on any specific. He didn't say, I screwed up on the offensive line. I screwed up on the pass rush. I screwed up on this. I should have been more aggressive here. None of it was, like, direct ownership. It was the blanket. Well, of course it's my fault. I have to say that. Okay, where specifically are you going to own, I was F, I got F grade in this area, didn't do that. So then you wonder, okay, well, are you still just going to do your own thing, mm-hmm. or are we going to see changes? And that's why I guess I'll leave it to, the actions will speak more than anything he said. I just wasn't encouraged. Let's get to Sal in Oak Park. Sal, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. How are we doing, guys?
Good.
Okay, so I'll tell you, I actually do feel a little bit better coming out of the press conference. I'll tell you why. It started off, like, pretty good. I liked what I hear about the, you know, accountability, and, you know, he gave himself an F, and, you know, or it was more of a pass-fail grade, I guess I should say. But I'll tell you why I feel better is because when it tapered off, I think people finally now are starting to see that sentiment of, hey, man, your actions got to follow what you're talking about. And, you know, the thing that I was happy about was that I heard the word Super Bowl and expectation in the same sentence. Like, that's how low the bar is. So for me, this is an ultimatum year. And, you know, water kind of finds its level where when it's coming to this team. So I think what's going to happen is that at the end of this year, we're going to know our answer on if this marriage between Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes is really going to work. And I think that Brad Holmes has a much higher bar to clear than Dan Campbell. And I think we might come out of the season and say, all right, well, we don't need a clean house, but we need to get rid of one of you. And it's probably going to be Brad Holmes if we don't get way better.
See, I think
that'd be very unique.
Yeah. What I think is also going to be challenging about this too, is the schedule is going to lend itself to a couple more wins, whether they're actually any better or not. So there's a world where they get better on the win loss ledger, but don't advance anywhere in the playoffs. And then we're left having kind of the same conversation.
To the caller's point, though, don't forget, Campbell got hired first.
Yes, but it would be coach wouldn't, or a GM wouldn't get two head coaches. And I hate even talking about this because neither of them are going to get fired.
Neither are currently on the hot seat.
Right.
I just think the most refreshing thing that's been said by either of them after a week and no more football is that Campbell said we need to bring in competition.
Yeah.
So jobs aren't being handed to people anymore, and I think they were last year. The Owens Arike plan, the Pascal plan.
Davenport.
No, they're bringing in guys to compete.
Better or worse? How you feeling? It's 97.1.
Hey, value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. And when I have questions about my finances, of course, I'm going to turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time and have to learn about my life, my personal financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation and modify that plan as my family continues to grow. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as an individual, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. And when you're talking about communities, you can count on that, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's theirs as well, and we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. Member FDIC.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One of the extended cuts, Brad Holmes talking yesterday at the podium, highly anticipated. We carried it live. I know a lot of you set aside time to listen to it live. I did too. I was like, I got to make sure I hear how he goes about this. Did you feel better or worse? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Chris in Ypsilanti. Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. I feel pretty neutral. I think the one thing to feel good about is that it doesn't seem like they're going to hand the center and the tackle position to Tate and Manu, that they're going to bring in some competition, and that's something to look forward to. I do want to talk specifically about the edge position, though, because obviously this has been a couple years running, and I'm just not convinced that it's a personnel problem solely. I think personnel is definitely part of it, but it's also like a coaching schematic problem, and I'm not sure if that's something that Brad can fix. One thing that jumped out at me this year is that when interviewed, Aiden Hutchinson said that they can't cut it loose when they're in man because the secondary eyes are not on the quarterback. It's up to the D-line to take responsibility for quarterback containment and or run fit containment, right? Because the corners on the edge are – their eyes are on the receivers. That they only really cut it loose when they're in zone. But we know that Dan and the defense, they want to run this team as a man team. So there's a tension there. I think we can, you know, holler and beg to bring in a guy, like a high-impact guy like a Trey Hendrickson next year. And I would love to bring in Trey. But if they are being asked to play the run this aggressively, you might still see that it takes a long time to get pressure on the quarterback. And I think that there needs to be a look at the schematics here. I mean, even if you look under the hood, you know, the Lions are getting burned on first and long and second and long, right? They're getting burned on run downs more frequently than they're getting burned on pass downs. I think the Giants game is a really good example of that. So, you know, I think we need to upgrade, obviously, right? Al-Qaeda Muhammad isn't really a long-term solution. He's a free agent anyway. But they need to take a look under the hood here as to what are they asking this defense to do, and is it in conflict with being able to bring quick, effective pressure on the quarterback?
I mean, it sounds interesting to me, John. I'm looking to you. Does that add up to you that they may be asking this D-line to cover the run and contain so that that's part of why the time to pressure is as high as it is?
In certain situations, but not all of them.
Okay.
And when you're in man coverage, yes, if you don't get home and the quarterback breaks contain, then everybody's backs are turned to the quarterback. That's why you see some of those long runs. And you are at times asked to stay in a rush lane so that you don't create that passing lane, which becomes the exit route for you know, the quarterback. It doesn't have to be that way, and it's not as frequently as that caller made it sound.
And I guess to your point, like, yeah, that all sounded good, but then I've watched third and longs, which are obvious, just pin your ears back, and they still can't get home.
Right.
So that's where the personnel part of it comes in.
Yeah, and it's in if you're going to be double and triple team, like Hutch is, okay, we admit that, and he had 14 and a half sacks, you still need to find ways to win. The top pass rushers find ways to win in those. And I'm not going to say he's the next Myles Garrett, but Myles Garrett finds ways to win in those situations. And then you see what Myles did against Pittsburgh, right? They were predetermined that they were not going to let him get the sack record against them. So what did they do?
It was kind of crazy, the stuff they were doing.
Yeah. And so you see those types of tactics taken against top pass rushers, which is why you need somebody opposite him that can win more reliably in one-on-one situations. If you are accounting for all of those resources to block one guy, then where is Ali McNeil?
Right.
Where is Tyleek Williams? He wasn't drafted to be a pass rusher, but you're going to have to be able to win sometimes.
Well, that's why I know you said big picture in totality you feel a little better, but you had to feel worse just with the comment at Edge where he says we're going to continue the same approach.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you can't just have the same approach in regards to we're not going to get a one player that could be a three down player. Or because you look at, and I use the example, I'm trying to find the stats right now in regards to, you know, the sack leaders. And you look at Denver, a team that created 68 sacks. Their top guy, I believe, I don't have the stats in front of me, was like 14. But
Bitonio.
Then there were yeah. Not Bitonio.
Were you talking Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did I just say? Yeah,
isn't but no, not Bitonio.
Bitonio's the guard.
Yes.
But yes. So, but you have a whole bunch of guys with fours, and you have a whole bunch of guys with sixes and sevens, and some of them are linebackers who are, you know, quote unquote edge defenders, and you also have other guys that are defensive tackles. This was a defense where the pressure only came from Aiden Hutchinson, or it came late from Al-Qaeda Muhammad.
Benito,
yes. Bitonio, Benito, tomato, tomato.
It's all Italian to me. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Hey, if you made a New Year's resolution, most likely you'll give up on it today.
Oh, really?
Today is Quitter's Day.
Oh, well, it's a Friday.
Yeah. It's always, Quitter's Day is always the second Friday in January because apparently we can only make it one weekend without pizza or alcohol or whatever it is we said we would give up. But two weekends in a row is nearly impossible. So there was a study back in 2024 that found 80% of us start to lose steam by Quitter's Day, which is so quick.
Well, what do they say? It takes 30 days to create a new habit?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yes.
All right. So stick with it another week, hang in there, and then it will become habit and it will become much easier.
Yep. As far as the top resolutions go, exercise more right there at the top, be happier, eat healthier, and save money.
Okay, so be happier. Like,
This is loaded.
We all want to be happier. Yeah. I want to be happier today than I was yesterday. What are you going to do today? What's the goal? How do you measure that one?
What if the pizza and the beer makes me happier, but then I don't lose the weight?
But then I'm not awful happy. The next day.
Yes.
Ugh, awful cycle. Last year, Ann Arbor ranked among the best cities to live in the U.S. So it's not that shocking that the University of Michigan was just ranked among the 30 most beautiful college campuses in the U.S. by Travel and Leisure magazine. Didn't make it right into the top. It's right near the bottom, but still,
it's still the bottom of the top.
Yeah, exactly. So being on this list means that Michigan is being recognized alongside campuses known for striking architecture, scenic lawns, historic quads, and
memorable green spaces.
Yeah. So number one, Stanford University. Michigan came in at number 28.
What's the list of the ugliest campuses in the country?
Kalamazoo. The winner of that one would be Rutgers. Rutgers is terrible.
Come on. Mount Pleasant is not.
It's Pleasant. Central. It's in the name.
But there's like one four-way stop.
It's
the campus.
It's not a beautiful campus.
Like, who goes to a campus and says, what an ugly campus here in Bloomington, Indiana or something? Nobody says that.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, I do like Bloomington. That's a... That's a nice one.
So, John,
I know you have a daughter at Purdue. I didn't go through the campus. Their football stadium is depressing. It's just like a block of cement.
It's because of the product on the field. Their campus is actually, when I was in college, we went to West Lafayette. It was terrible. They have done a lot of things throughout the last, I guess now 30 years, where you're looking at it going, wow, it's a really pretty campus.
Does Ohio State have a nice campus, John?
No. S-hole.
Bottom of the barrel.
Still not as bad as Rutgers, though. Sorry.
It's okay. After warning earlier this week that there were going to be limited spots remaining for the 2026 Detroit Free Press Marathon, it has officially sold out. So race organizers posted on social media Wednesday night, there are no spaces left. So it's pretty cool. So back in 2024, the marathon sold out for the first time 3 months before the race. Then last year, it sold out in March. This year, sold out in January. The marathon and the half marathon take place across the October 16th through 18th weekend. So lots of people want to participate. Hey, if you want to know how to spot a liar, one expert has you covered. So according to this expert, he is a criminal defense lawyer. The average person lies at least 2 to 3 times per day, whether they admit it or not. And it can be a simple lie, like when somebody says, how are you? And you say, I'm fine. He said, that's a lie. Yeah. Like, you're not really saying how you feel, right?
Oh, okay. So like, where do you want to go to eat? I don't care. When you know, you care.
Yeah, so that he's saying it, very simple things. People lie every day. But to really know a liar, he says there's 5 things that they do. Obviously, this is not
always the case.
Write
these down so I can take stock of everyone I talk to today.
Yeah, it's if they say, as far as I can recall, most likely if they use a line like that, they're lying. If they start a sentence like that, they're taking some time to figure out the truth.
How to answer,
To be honest, most likely you're not. Yes.
Yeah, so kind of assume, hopefully you would be honest.
If they use phrases like, I always have or I never have.
Absolutes.
Yeah, they're most likely... You're
only
lying.
Seth deals with absolutes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Number 4 is kind of more of a strategy. If you repeat any question that you've been asked.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say somebody's calling you out and you ask your husband, where were you last night? And he's like,
where was I last night?
Yeah. You're taking that time to try to figure out what can I get away with saying? Most likely you're lying.
Yes.
My
phone was on. I just didn't have reception.
Yeah. Another is like another technique is the deflect and evade technique.
Oh.
So let's see. Did you go to the strip club last night? And then you say, you don't have anything better to do than wonder if I went to a strip club? Like you're like putting the blame on that person for even fathoming to ask that question. How dare you?
Uh-huh. What were you doing last night? You flip it on them.
Yeah, you're a liar.
Yeah. Well, I will have to make note of everybody that says, well, honestly... to be honest, I've always kind of annoyed that's annoyed me as well because I would assume that you were going to be honest with me.
Shouldn't have to preface it with that.
No. Yeah.
All right, Cookie Jar's next, 97.1.
Hey, if hair loss has been on your mind, Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration is the doctor you need to go see. He was just named the top hair restoration surgeon in the Midwest, and that award reflects what his patients and his own family already know. Dr. B, he's had the procedure himself. He's restored his son's hair and his nephew's too. And when it comes to trust, it doesn't get more personal than that. Dr. B is a board-certified surgeon and the only physician in Detroit offering both smart graft and neograft, all performed by his full-time in-house medical team. There's no traveling techs, no shortcuts, just real natural hair you can run your fingers through. And if you've been wanting to get this done or waiting for the right time, this is it. Don't put it off another year. Make 2026 the year you look like yourself again. Schedule your free consultation today, and when you mention 97.1, you'll receive $1,000 off your procedure. Dr. B treats every patient like family. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's the Cookie Jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. First of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
First question. If your partner sends food back at a restaurant, do you wait to eat yours?
I always do until Lisa will say, don't wait, go ahead and eat. And then I kind of just pick at a little bit because I don't want it to be all gone. And then I'm sitting there watching her eat and kind of wishing I had more of that as well. Unless she's not going to eat it all, then I get to eat the rest of it.
Yeah, I think I would do the same as you. This recently happened to us when we went on a little date night. I don't want to eat all my food. I don't want him to watch me eat my food, and then I have to sit there and watch him eat his food. So yeah. I would wait as long as I could. Maybe pick at a little bit, or both of you. Like, I would offer some of my food to him if he wanted it, and then when his meal got there, he'd eat with him.
Yeah, but there, you also run the risk of, depending on how long it takes for them to bring out that other meal, of yours getting cold.
For sure. I don't want to ruin my meal.
Yeah, and I would tell, if I send mine back, I would always say,
go ahead.
It's hot. Eat it now.
Yeah, I'd probably just go slowly while hers is getting redid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Greg, because if you send yours back too, you might make the kitchen angry.
Oh, no.
She has a legitimate reason to a degree what's going on there, but if you send your food back and want yours made again.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
No, I don't think
yeah,
you
by
wait.
By the time theirs come, you're like, well, mine's cold now. Will you just go warm it up?
Yeah, I don't think you wait. I mean, no. If you want to ask or whatever, but you're if hungry, your food's there, it's hot, eat it.
It's also situational. If it's a first date, like I'm not touching my food.
No, you wait.
Yeah.
If all animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Oh, this is easy. It's a cat.
No.
They're all a-holes.
I instantly thought of cat too, but I also think maybe geese.
That's my answer.
It
geese?
Is?
Geese well, are so yummy.
But they're already rude.
They're rude. They're squawking.
Not when they're,
yeah, that's why you shoot them.
Oh, God. Don't know how specifically I can get, but I'm looking at you primates.
Okay.
Everybody in the primate family. Probably us as humans would count,
yeah,
too, by the
say.
Way.
Yeah, only those ones at the zoo that throw their poop at you.
Well, you're going to say geese and go that route. A swan is even worse. I mean,
oh, swans
yeah,
they're are, yeah. so swans are mean.
That's not
yeah.
mine. I'm in agreement with John because cats have dismissive attitudes, and I would equate cats to French people.
Okay. All right.
So
can you see that?
Yeah, can't stand up for anything. Yeah.
Now, if a cat's treating you that way, it says more about you than the cat.
Take a stand. Do something.
Cats are rude.
No.
And so are French people.
But that's what makes cats so great. Cats, I think.
Cats are a little more independent. You have to earn their affection. If they don't treat you well, you're not being nice.
Oh, did you just put this cup of water on the table? Well, psh, off it goes.
Yeah.
Rude.
No. No.
All right, this next one is very highbrow stuff. How do you spell it? Okay or O-K-A-Y? How do you spell okay?
I always spell it O-K-A-Y.
Of course you do, Josh.
I got to spell the word. And if I'm just sending it to my kids always make fun of me because I am very big on punctuation. I put O-K-A-Y, period.
No exclamation point? Okay.
If I'm gonna do the exclamation point, then it's in all caps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then exclamation point. Yeah.
I am an O-K or sometimes just K.
Oh, you can't do K.
Oh, the kids are big on the kids are big on KK.
KK. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on this
okay, AY.
Oh, you're the full
really?
Word.
Yes. Thank you. It's the education. Well done.
Yeah. Okay.
So when I saw this, I looked it up. Is there a right answer?
Oh, okay.
There isn't. You can use either.
Well, sure you can, yeah.
But it says okay, just the two letters. Is the formal way to do it, like AP style journalism, all that stuff.
Huh.
Two letters for me.
Yeah.
Of course. You want to shorten everything.
Yeah, lazy, yeah. Millennial. Yeah,
it's very sus.
Everything quick.
What's language evolves.
Uh-huh.
What is the greatest invention ever?
So I started asking my kids this, and I'm not going to say any of their answers because they were bizarre. I'm stuck between two. I'm stuck between two. And I think it's the wheel. Because obviously bikes, cars, everything, it makes the world, you know, it makes it easier to get around. Yeah.
Or the city that put the world on wheels.
I think it'd have to be the wheel.
Okay. I was thinking more recent than that. I went either the internet, which was my first thought, or electricity?
Okay.
Okay,
AY.
You can't function without, I mean, you can.
You can. You can function very well without electricity.
But not in the modern world.
I mean, it depends on the modern world you want to live in.
Yeah, I've definitely got more of a first world problem than what John has described. Yeah. The first down line. How did we watch football games without it?
Okay.
That's a great one, Craig.
That's actually really good.
Mine is electricity. I mean, air conditioning, heat, light. Think about the world being dark.
Right. And so it kind of goes with my second. I had 1A and 1B. My 1A was the wheel. My 1B was fire.
Yeah, look, I wrote those down as the obvious.
I am
like,
caveman. John.
Wheel and fire are pretty strong contenders. I tried to... tried to go outside
you
the box.
Asked for the greatest.
I know. I'm not mad at him. This is open to interpretation. I said air conditioning.
Okay.
So I can run it in March.
Right. Or how about a heated mattress?
The wings are...
Air conditioning.
All right, the last one. This could be a fun
refrigeration.
One.
Refrigeration. Indoor plumbing.
If you could be a character in a TV show, who would you be?
I'm going to go with one of Tim Allen's characters, and it's not Tool Time. It's Mike Baxter in Last Man Standing. I watch them repeatedly, and every time we watch it, the kids always say, it's like you talking to us, Dad. When he does his blogs and he goes off on tangents, like it literally is like me talking to my kids.
Heather?
This is a hard question because there's so many great characters, and I feel like my brain just can't even think of all of the shows I've seen or characters. Mm-hmm. So I went to a show that was really big in my youth, which was Friends. And I went with Rachel Green because there's lots of reasons. She shows a lot of growth. In the beginning, she's like kind of this stuck up, spoiled, unsure woman. And then she becomes more independent and successful and confident. She's a great mom. She has a little baby. She's witty. She's intelligent. She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I like all those things.
I picked Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I did. Yes. I picked her character.
Yep. Din Djarin, The Mandalorian. It's kind of like the Star Wars version of Batman.
Okay.
So I just thought of something. We need to do this in a future cookie jar, but you have to pick the opposite sex.
Oh, that adds a layer of it. Yeah.
Yes, that job would be all over that.
I would take Jennifer Aniston just so I could take my own clothes off.
There you go. All right. Here's mine. All right. I'm going to go kind of where Heather went in terms of growing up and then into the teen years and stuff. Mine is Sam Malone from Cheers, all right?
That's a good
He's a Red Sox relief pitcher, so he got to play sports. He in a high-pressure situation. He owned Cheers. That's great. That's cool. He had a red Corvette.
That's cool.
And he got all the ladies. Like,
that's
when
a
I
really
was,
good
like,
answer.
14, 15, and, like, you know, you're a teenage boy, I'm like, this dude's a stud. He's got everything perfect.
Still thinking about myself as Jennifer Aniston.
Now I am, John.
Oh, no!
With my voice.
Has Kate Upton been an actress before? Yeah, she has. Not a TV character, though.
I went with Dr. Perry Cox from Scrubs. Sarcastic.
Just so you could say your name all the time. Hi, I'm Mr. Cox.
Of course you are.
Hey, it's Doctor.
That's a doctor to you.
Yeah, doctor. Doctor of what?
That is your cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
Hey, stop waiting for a breakdown in the cold and temperatures are going to go down this weekend. Take a time out. Call Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They'll do a complete furnace checkup. Make sure it's running properly and safely. Right now, it's only $79 per unit. That's $30 off the regular price. So give them a call today because spots fill up quickly when it gets cold. And don't forget, Mastercraft does plumbing, electrical, installs generators as well, all at discounted prices. So give them a call now. More information is available on the web at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
Best TV character? Well, ask Gator this, by the way, when he comes in.
Yeah.
Best TV character, Fred Flintstone. Hot wife, best friend's an idiot. Can screw up at work and never get fired. Car never needs gas. That's John in Lake Orion.
That's good. That's funny.
What else we got? Great answer, John. Love Mike Baxter from Last Man Standing. That's Dave and Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Kirk got to get all the ladies, including the hot aliens.
Yeah, but that's not a TV show. That's a movie.
Star Trek was a television show in 1966.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Yes. Hey, I know things.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Kirk's overrated.
Greg, weren't there the other ones, too, that was like on Channel 50 in the 90s?
Yeah, there's still a lot of 90s Trek. Yeah. There's Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager.
Yeah, but was Captain Kirk all a part of those?
No, he was not.
Okay, so, yeah.
How about Tony Soprano from an unnamed texter?
Yep.
Dude, Superman. Could be Superman, John.
Could be.
He'd rather be Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Again, for obvious reasons.
John, do you realize Mike Baxter's wife went to Ohio State?
Yes, I do.
So you'd want to be married to someone who went to Ohio State?
It makes for friendly banter.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, because they have a race in one of them. It's a foot race, and yeah.
It would make but he's that a, he's, yeah, very
Mike,
interesting.
Mike is a Michigan fan in that show as well, so it all lines up.
Did you see?
And he owns a hunting and fishing store.
Jim, did you see the other theme on the text?
What's
the
other theme? He makes the grunting noises. That's it.
It's the invented versus discovered thing.
I was just going to bring
fire
it up.
And electricity.
They weren't. Yeah, they were discovered. They're not inventions.
That's why I went with wheel.
I believe was electricity discovered or invented a cookie jar topic?
We did something like that.
Well, I mean, it would have to be discovered.
No, it was math. The question was math invented or discovered?
Oh, yeah. That one makes my head hurt.
Yeah. Did John seriously say Star Trek wasn't a TV show? The wheel and fire, he really is a caveman, Roy.
Yep. Well, you think about it, fire, whether it was discovered or invented, it takes care of electricity because you can use it for light.
Yeah.
It takes care of warmth.
Yes.
Cooking.
Cook food.
I mean, it does everything. It's all inclusive.
Doesn't cool you down.
No, it doesn't, but you can put the fire out.
So pick one, fire or the wheel.
And now I'm cooling off.
Fire or the wheel. The other one disappears forever. Bonus round.
Oh, I'd take fire.
Yeah, I think you have to take fire.
Yeah. There's no question.
We'll just have to walk everywhere.
Oh, which is okay.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. A vote for Eric Cartman if you could be any TV show character.
Wait, say that again. Sorry.
Eric Cartman.
Who's that?
What is going on? You guys don't know who Eric Cartman is?
Bronners.
South Park.
I've never seen South Park.
You guys have never seen South Park?
No, I'm a grown-up.
It's got adult humor, John. It's for grown-ups.
That's fine. It's a cartoon. I'm not big into the whole animated hilarity.
So, like, I'm not a fan of The Simpsons, but you've seen The Simpsons, right?
I know what they are, but I've never watched the show.
I'm more stunned that Heather doesn't know than John.
I thought it was always Hartman.
Oh.
I've never seen it. I didn't know of South Park. I've seen it. Like, I know what it is.
Yeah.
And I've seen, like, bits and pieces, but I've never seen a full episode.
No.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the same level as Beavis and Butthead.
No, it's not.
Absolutely it is.
I'm not into adult cartoons.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. No. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
No, I don't think you would be. I think it is more surprising that Heather wouldn't know than me.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
248-539-9797.
We are going to ask Gator that question when he comes in.
Yeah, he's getting ready out there.
Yeah.
What?
Sitting there staring at the wall.
I think he's watching one of the TVs. What do they got on over there?
I see a cat.
He's staring at the wall.
He's not staring at the wall. Might be staring at the wall.
Yes. Doing all his prep.
If you hard at work. Yeah. If you missed anything today, a lot on Brad Holmes. You can go back, Odyssey app, rewind, and catch the stuff you missed. We opened the show talking about a historic night for Hockey Town. Patrick Kane scores goal number 500. Finally gets the monkey off his back. So he'd been sitting on 498 for a while, scored two goals last night. And joins rarefied air in hockey history. The other thing we brought up was this Tarek Skubal stuff, just the fact that he is nowhere near a deal with the Tigers. He's the lone player they couldn't come to terms with to avoid arbitration. So it sounds like we are headed for some more friction.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting. I mean, I don't know how much will leak out. We obviously won't get a chance to observe what's said in that, you know, to the three-person panel.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'll be entertaining. It would be entertaining.
Well, you had an interesting note on this because it is, people may not realize the way the process works. The team has to present why they don't want to give you the money you want.
Right.
They have to like poke holes and nitpick and mm-hmm. circle your imperfections. And John, you didn't have this happen directly to you, but you had this stuff communicated via an agent.
Sure. Whether you're sitting there in person or it's coming to you via your agent, when you're in negotiations, your side is going to say, oh, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Another great invention. Or there, you know, the team is going to say, well, here are all the flaws. And your agent is going to come back and tell you. So whether you hear it face to face or you hear it in another form, Like, that's part of negotiations. Get some thick skin. Put your big boy pants on. Well, he's not a great athlete. He's not that fast. He's not, you know, all of these things. And then, obviously, you know, the selling point for most of my contracts was, well, he never misses a snap. He plays through injuries. He's tough. He gets the job done. He's physical. All of these different things. So it's, there's going to be pros and cons on both sides. And you have to be willing, if you're going to go down this road of negotiations, you have to be willing to hear those things.
Just so people know the numbers, $13 million gap. Scoobles can't put in 31. Tigers put in 19, which is less than David Price got in arbitration 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. Scoobles can use comps from not only arbitration cases, but all of baseball. Boris has already gotten one of his clients a record arbitration deal in Juan Soto. That kind of sets the stage for what's coming up. Mm-hmm. Gator, we don't want to ask you about Scoobles. We want to ask you a fun question.
All right.
It was from the cookie jar, John.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If you could be a character in a TV show, who would you be?
Oh, boy. This is tough for me. Because I'm all over the place on this one.
Uh-huh.
And Doug said, oh, I know who you'd be. And I knew what Doug was going to say. And I'm like, yeah, but I can't live up to that as much as I want. Because that's, you know, I'd love to be what Doug is going to say. But I would say, for me, what about Jay from Modern Family?
That's a great call. Smoking hot. Oh, wait, Jay is the grandpa. Yeah, smoking hot wife. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Got that with going. You're also retired. You're rich. You can play golf all day. Yeah. Although doesn't he have little kids too, though?
I think the fact that you passed on Rip Wheeler from Yellowstone.
I can't live up to that. First of all, I've never ridden a horse in my life.
I'll be Rip Wheeler.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could be Rip Wheeler, but I can't live up to that.
I mean, he punts on the one he'd most want to be.
This is true. I love Rip
Wheeler.
That's
a great call.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, you guys have heard of South Park before. Seen South Park before? Okay, neither of these two.
What?
Really? Yeah.
I've never seen a full episode. Like, if you put a picture of South Park up, we would know it's South Park.
Yeah, they're little eggs with legs.
I feel like John's got immature humor.
John, you would love it. I'd love it.
He doesn't like cartoons.
Not the animated adult thing.
Anyway, Carson Anderson are coming up next, a Friday edition of the show. Stay tuned, 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.